Hello everyone, how's it going? Welcome back to the Case Interview Podcast. Just a bit of context before you listen to this story, so that you're not lost. Basically, this is an excerpt of episode number 13, which is called The Case in Point Curse. And in this episode, we tell the story that you're going to listen to right now, which is a story of a guy who had gotten the Case in Point Curse and then did coaching with us. And in the story, we talk about the kinds of mistakes that he made, what it was like to work with him so that he could unlearn everything that he learned wrong and relearn all that the right way, and of course, what happened to him afterwards.
What is the Case in Point Curse?
Let me tell you a story that illustrates it, or let me tell our audience a story because you lived it, so you know it. There was this guy that used to do coaching with us a long time ago. I think it was 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
His name was Alex, or at least his fake name was Alex. They're not disclosing his real name.
Yeah.
And Alex got to us because he wanted to get a job at McKinsey or BCG or Bain, one of the three.
Yeah.
And we soon realized a large problem that he had when not solving cases. And that is he would always use the same framework, the exact same framework, the same four buckets and the same questions within these buckets for every single case.
And if I remember right, it was a framework that he created, right?
Yeah, he created it based on the cases that he had done in the past.
Yeah.
So when he did something wrong, he would place something new in his framework.
Yeah.
I even remember we were always using cases with him that we knew that his framework wouldn't solve.
Yeah.
And I remember very clearly on one lesson, he forgot to ask, he didn't think of asking the question about barriers to entry.
Yeah.
And he missed the whole case because of that.
Yeah.
And then the next case we did with him, there he was with the exact same framework and a question about barriers to entry, which didn't make any sense in the new case.
Yeah. And he would use barriers to entry in every single case from then on. It always wonders me or perplexes me how candidates think that they can create the one best framework ever that works for every case, while no consulting firm, no consultant, no case interview expert or whatever was able to create that. But they can, even though they're still learning. It's a curious phenomenon.
It is crazy because it's not logical. And I guess that's why it's one of the symptoms of the case in point curse.
Yeah.
It's actually a intellectual curse.
Yeah.
On the candidates. I'm going to get you the definition in a second, but let me just finish the story real quick.
Yeah, sure, sure.
What happened to this guy after we noticed that he was using the same framework in every single case, and we also asked him and figured out that he was using that framework in all the mock interviews that he did as well.
And just for context to our listeners, he used the same framework for market entry cases, M&A cases, maybe even profitability cases. I don't remember that. Private equity cases.
He did use for profitability because it had a financial
profitability bucket. Yeah. So he didn't even have to listen to what the case was about. He would just spit out the same framework.
So yeah. And the odd thing is that it had the same questions within. It wasn't just the same buckets. Mm-hmm. Even though the same buckets would be bad enough already.
Mm-hmm.
And we were always doing cases that would not fit this candidate's framework. And he was always getting frustrated with that. And we had long talks with him on what he should do, what to do differently.
And we did that on purpose, right?
Just of course.
To show him that his framework doesn't work in every single situation.
Yeah, exactly. And eventually he learned. It took us probably around 6 coaching sessions to get him to ground zero. Before that, he was doing poorly. And then after like 6 lessons, he was where he would have been if he hadn't been making those mistakes beforehand.
Yeah, he spent a long time unlearning stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of because there was a ton of lessons that he learned and placed on top of what he had learned previously. So we had to unlearn a ton of assumptions and lessons.
Yeah.
And then in the end, this guy got an offer on his second option, but he did get a job. But it was just such a strenuous path that I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. Thank you for listening to the Case Interview Podcast. If you want to get more insights into how to prepare like the best candidates and increase your chances of getting your dream offer, you can listen to our entire back catalog, starting from episode 1. In fact, some of our best episodes are the ones we recorded early on. And if you want to go deeper and learn our best case-solving techniques, we welcome you to join our free course called Case Interview Fundamentals. And you can get instant access to it at craftingcases.com/course. Now, I hope to see you in the next episode, or one of the previous ones.